Yeah, this is Sean Allen of the Family Cranish from MakeTheStand.com. Calling to reach Ed at the Federal Corrections Institute in Elkton, Ohio. So please hang on the line. I'm going to call.
Please hold for assistance.
FCA Elkton Officer Zach, I can help you today.
Yeah, I just got cut off. I was speaking to Deborah Smith.
Oh, is this a reference to M.A. Brown?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I just need the number one more time to send you through, sir.
Okay, sure. It's 03923-049.
Okay, stand by, sir.
Sure.
This is Counselor Smith. May I help you?
Yeah, hi, Deborah. It's Sean Allen.
Okay, here you go. Here's Mr. Brown, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Good afternoon.
Ed?
Hi.
Hey, it's Sean. How you doing?
Good.
I had to jump through some hoops to get to you, Ed, but I want to see how you're doing, and have they mistreated you at all, or are you all
yes.
right?
No.
You're okay?
No.
No. Okay. Are you physically all right now?
At the moment, yes.
At the moment, okay. But you haven't been able to make any phone calls or anything, right?
Correct. No phone calls, no mail. I've started receiving incoming mail yesterday, but nothing has been able to go out whatsoever.
Okay.
Detention Center Rhode Island, I was gassed for 3 days. One for 5 hours, one for 8 hours. And then the Sunday for 3 hours in the morning.
Wait, what happened?
I was gassed through the ventilation system. You hear my voice?
Yeah.
This is not my normal voice.
Yeah. So what happened when they... I mean, did you smell anything or did you taste anything or...
Yeah. It smelled like benzene or something. Some kind of cleaning fluid or something.
Oh, my God.
I was breathing on the floor underneath the... space underneath the bottom of the door just so I could stay alive or keep breathing. I think I passed out slightly for a couple of times during that period of time. I was crying against the door and stuff, and I banged it. The guards walked away, did nothing. Who's this, Sean?
Yeah, this is Sean.
We're Chicago?
Yeah.
How come you brought them guys down to me?
The Dutch?
Yeah.
It was him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I had no idea. He tricked me. He had me completely fooled.
And you, so now you did me too. So what are we talking about here? Another trick?
No, absolutely not, Ed. Absolutely not.
Let's see if this gets out immediately. And if it does, then I'll know.
Oh, you want me to put it out?
Absolutely.
Okay.
ASAP.
It's done.
On Alpha. The day I came here, of course, make note of that too, and please log it in. They put me in a deprivation tank for 15 hours.
15 hours, okay.
Caused permanent damage.
Did they make you wear anything, or did they...
No, strip my clothes.
Okay.
Because you calling me, Mitch, is very suspicious, you know.
I understand, Ed. I just want
why
you to...
Why isn't somebody else calling me?
No one else has been able to get a hold of you. That's the honest to God truth. Even Elaine's son can't get a hold of her. I've been trying to get a hold of the... I'm calling you on an attorney call right now.
Yeah, I know.
I told them, which is true, that I've... I never told them I'm an attorney because I'm not. Right. I told them that I'm working with attorneys, and we have been talking to attorneys to try to get some stuff filed.
Well, I need a habeas corpus to get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
This is bogus, and you know it is.
Oh, I know. And that's what we're working on.
Yes. Now, some of the guys in New Hampshire doing the same thing as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, all I'm looking for is, if they want to have another trial, let's have another trial. But let's have a fair trial.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a public trial. Let's do this the way it's supposed to be done and done right.
Yeah.
Not with a setup like this Judge McAuliffe has done.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed my evidence. I'm not allowed my witnesses, the whole bit.
Yeah, I know. So
that's asked to get out ASAP. The deprivation tank was for 15 hours straight. I was stripped naked, put into a very cold concrete room with a glass door in it. I was observed during that period of time by a total of 3 different people. I had a wraparound kind of a horse blanket to keep warm, and that was it. That was not because they thought I was going on a suicide watch thing the day I arrived here. That's nonsense.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if I was on a suicide watch, let me tell you something, friend. You should put me in a warm room and comfort me and try to keep me relaxed. Instead, they did just the opposite. They punished me.
Yeah, no kidding.
I've been cold for the last week previous to that, 6 days. I come down here cold, and they turned around and just dumped on me hard. That really hurt.
Oh,
you just
God.
Told everybody that I'm hurt bad here, and I really am.
Well, I'm recording this, Ed.
Let the whole damn world hear it.
I will. Now, have they let you outside, or?
Yeah, I went outside one time, but it's been too cold. I'm too cold. I just, I can't take that cold out there.
Yeah.
This is the Great Lakes area. The wind blows across flatlands, out there. I mean, the people have been, I was told they were professional, and they've been professional, but professional in their cruelty.
Yeah.
The SHU here, the Segregated Housing Unit, is a unit designed for separating the people. I can understand that for a period of time.
Okay.
They know my condition, my health, and so on. They know that I have no illness. They don't have to leave me in a place like this.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody does. This is cruel and abusive treatment in the longest term. I know 2 other guys that got on the stroll already, and I haven't even talked to anybody, but I know they don't even belong there. 1 young kid's in there, too, for 10 months for trying to protect himself.
Hey, Ed, did they cart you around? Because we were worried they were giving you diesel therapy.
No, I told them that, too, and they mentioned that on the plane. They dieseled me, all right? They dieseled me out to Ohio. How come I'm not close to my assistants? Why am I not back there close where I have my case already built up and to be able to fight it? Instead, they bring me out here, 600, 800 miles away? This is nonsense.
Yeah, I know.
I guess the Ed and Elaine Brown, the elderly couple, really rattled their cages, eh?
I guess.
Ooh, we must be a real terror to the federal government, corporate structure, huh?
Yeah.
Slash Illuminati.
You want to go through the story of what exactly happened when they picked you up, how they did it, what the hell did they do?
How much time they're going to give us here.
Yeah.
They picked us up from when Dutch, he swarmed us. I had the opportunity to stop Dutch real quick, real brief. And I'm pretty fast. I'm not going to hurt anybody, and I don't want to hurt anybody. But so the same token, I let it go down and let it happen. But I did not expect this. So when Dutch grass swarmed me, and then some little cowardly U.S. Marshal, let's say some young little punk kid, he tasered me.
Oh, God.
They had me down, and Dutch has had me down. I'm not even resistance. I didn't resist 1 second, okay? And this guy comes up to me, and he had me down, and Dutch got me down. He's tasering me.
Oh, my God.
And they pulled me up. They put me in the cuffs, and shackled me. Took me down to the police station in Lebanon. The same old story. 2 armed guards in battle dress uniform. I think they were U.S. Marshals. Full automatic weapons, both of them, full combat gear. In a van, took me down to the Lebanon Police Department, put me in a holding cell. Then Lane came in a few minutes later, a little while later. She was terrified what they did to her,
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, it's disgusting what happened. But I that's not for public information. Anyway, they stuck her in a small room there. They were trying to be gentle with her to a point, but you can't be gentle to a gentle woman because their gentleness, they don't know how to be gentle enough. So when she came out about 15 minutes later, they caught her off. They took their usual strip search thing like they always do and make you spread your cheeks the whole bit as usual. I've done that probably about 7 or 8 times.
Oh, my God, you have?
They do it over and over again. Even inside, when they pass you off from one to the other, they all go through the same procedure. Squat and spread your cheeks and whatever. It's just disgusting.
Mm-hmm. I had to do that once, but...
Yeah, so you understand. But try to do it over and over again.
Yeah.
You have to move from one building to the other, they do it to you.
It just
never stops.
Yeah.
Ed. What?
Dutch, he talked to me for months and months and months online, and I had no idea. And then before we decided to come up, I even told him I didn't want to go to see if he...
You should never have gone.
Yeah.
That was a big mistake.
To see if he would, you know, try to get me to go, and he didn't. I mean, the guy was...
That's what they do. I suspected it from why. That's why I called two locations and told them that we have a suspected sting operation going down here. And I said, we'll call you back in a couple hours.
Fuck.
One was to David Weinkleis. I called him 2 hours before it went down, and I called Bernie Bash and let him know about it, too,
before
it happened.
Christ.
You see, so I knew it was coming down.